Hey, good morning, everyone. Dave Weiner here, and it is September 17th, 2013. Just want to do a little brief follow-up to yesterday's podcast to talk about the license for Concorde and why it is a GPL and why GPL is the right license for what we're doing. And the discussion that's taken place has been, you know, it's gratifying to know that people are interested in Concorde and in outlining, it's really good that people are attracted to this discussion, and I appreciate that. But, you know, open source software is not one size fits all, in the sense that the place where the software comes from has a lot to do with what the right license is and what are the terms, appropriate terms for the release of the software. So, for example, if I were just starting to work on something, and, you know, I do this all the time, I wanted to share it, and usually I do. I've only begun to learn how GitHub works, and so I've gotten a lot more knowledge just in the last week because, you know, I'm preparing Concorde for open source release. So you'll probably see me do more of this in the future, but I've actually done some of it to get my feet wet. Go look at my account, and you'll see that there are a couple of other things in there that I have released. And I wouldn't even think twice about releasing those things under an MIT license for the most liberal licensing terms available. Do whatever you want to with it. I don't consider this to be hugely strategic for what I'm doing. I'm not convinced it has a future. I just want, if you could benefit from this, great. And if you want to put stuff back, here's the mechanism for doing that, by using GitHub. And, you know, you create a fork and go ahead and update your fork. And if you want to do a pull request, I'll take a look, maybe. Or maybe you could take over the project. You know, it's these things are things you just throw over your shoulder. And, you know, it sometimes would be worth putting a lot of work into some of that for a short period of time, okay? But Concorde isn't like that. Concorde, first of all, small picture, is a corporation, and it has a mission. It has a product called Fargo. And what we're doing is we're taking the core of that product and offering it to others. And we're using GitHub to do that. And the terms under which we're doing it, well, I don't want to immediately create a competitor for Fargo, to be perfectly blunt with you. I've thought about a lot of different scenarios, and what I want is I want people to do original work. I want them to do something, and, you know, I can't tell you all the experience I have. I can't do it in a 20-minute podcast, you know. I can only hope that you understand I've been in the software business for now 40 years. And I've been very active for all those 40 years. I've done a lot of stuff. And I've had to deal with unexpected consequences of things that I've done. That, because I generally have tended to be very, you know, positive about everybody else's motives. That, oh, you know, this is an act of generosity. And then people, therefore, are going to be generous in response. And you know what? Most people aren't like that. To be honest with you, I wish they were, but they're not. And you have to factor that in. So, you know, the most likely thing that happens would be, if this were MIT licensed, is somebody would just do exactly what Fargo does and do it commercially. I don't mind if people do what Fargo does and do it under GPL. I think that would be awesome. And I would very much change the strategy of small picture if something like that were to come into being. And, you know, it may be over time that I want to do something to encourage that. And so I'll take another piece of Fargo and put it out there and make it open source, or who knows. The whole idea is to have a conversation in source code, you know, in technology, in debugged technology, in debugged technology that's designed for human beings to actually use. Because unlike most libraries, Concorde is about end user stuff. It's about delivering user interfaces, I love Bootstrap Toolkit, but Bootstrap Toolkit doesn't do anything. Bootstrap Toolkit gives you some wrappers around which to put, around which to put some around. To put something around something like Concord to make it into something useful. Concord is the thing you put in the middle. And there isn't a lot of that out there. So what I would like to see happen is people create brand new things. I mean, they don't have to be all that new. I mean, I put a list of things up there. There's a lot of applications for it. And go do something new. And let's all work together on that, all right? Or you don't want to do that, work in private for a while. Use Concord as your coral reef to build your outlining thing on. And if you really create something great, and you can get a venture capitalist to back you, give you like whatever, $17 million, then you know what you can do. You can create your own Concord, you know, if our terms are not acceptable to you. But what you could use Concord for right now is to help bootstrap the process for you, you know? So it's helpful no matter what. I mean, you know, it can help you with your development and it can give you a lot of ideas. You can read all the code. I don't think that's such a bad deal, okay? I think it's actually pretty generous. When you consider the fact that I've been working on outliners for my entire career, what you're looking at in there is the distillation of a ton of experience, a whole career worth of experience. So, you know, my attitude is like, come on, you're really going to question the it's like looking at, gift horse in a mouth? You know, here's a gift. Enjoy. Use it. Learn from it. I suspect most of the people that want to have this conversation haven't even bothered to look to see what the code does. This is just the conversation they have. They're sort of like, it's sort of like a moving feast. That when somebody shows up and doesn't do what they want to do, or maybe they don't even have, I don't know what their stake is in it. So what I would like people to do is to start talking about what it is you want to do, you know, and why, and later, believe me, this is day two. Like, that GPL license couldn't possibly be in your way today, okay? Really, seriously, couldn't possibly be, you know? I mean, you really ready to ship something right now? Then you can't do it because of the GPL? Well, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I know how long it takes to develop software. And, you know, what you're talking about, what you could develop in one day is nothing. You know, even adapting it to an existing product is something that's going to take you a lot longer. I'm a reasonable guy, okay? I want to see great shit happen. Great software. I love great software, especially great software that empowers users and doesn't lock them in, okay? So now you know that about me. I have all the flexibility in the world. I could offer you any license I want to offer you. And that doesn't change just because I've put out in public a GPL license. I could license it to you on other terms, you know, and we could talk about it. But first you have to talk to me about what it is you want to do, not what you want to do. I'd like to know what you have done, okay? Because I'm an engineer, I'm a developer, I'm a guy who supports users, I have stretched really, really thin. I just simply don't have the time for theoretical discussions. Not a Talmudic scholar on this stuff. I do think about it, but I think about it from my point of view, and that includes factoring in what I want other people to do and how I want them to feel about it, okay, and how I want them to think about it and who they have to be. And the world's a big place, and if this doesn't do it for you, then I'm sure you can find something that does, all right? And I'm not trying to be everything everybody wants me to be, and I don't want that for Concord either. What I want is something that's really good for my goals. And, you know, get to know me, follow my work, read about me. There's a lot on the web. All you want, if you really want to know why this is the way it is, or move on to the next guy, which would be all right with me too. If you really, really passionately want to do something with outlining and you got a great fucking idea, then I'm all yours. I want to hear all about it, okay? And that's what the GPL is about. I want to be sure that I hear about it, okay? That's all. I share what I do. I want you to share what you do. If you can't talk about it, then you really need to go ahead and make your own outliner, right? If that's an important part of what you do, that's awesome. And what I would like to say to you then, if that's the way you're going to go, is please be compatible so that we don't lock our users in, so that they can switch products, they can use the one that's best for them, not the one that they have to use. I mean, that to me is sort of a very basic matter of pride and professionalism in a software developer. Imagine if I, you know, were a rock musician and I recorded this fantastic album, but in order to listen to it, you couldn't listen to anybody else's music. Give me a break. You know, what I want to do is I want to jam with everybody. I want the opposite of it. If I hear a great record, you know, somebody's done some really incredible stuff that I've never heard before, and man, that, because we're at that point in software where there are new ideas like that that are possible. I just want to be part of the conversation, and I want to be able to jam with you, and I want our users to be able to get off on the combination of what we're doing. And I don't give a shit how much money you make. You know, that's your problem. If you want to make $1 billion, that's fantastic. But I have a funny feeling that you aren't going to be making $1 billion if there's a lot of lock-in in there. So I probably don't care to talk to you if that's what your goal is, right? If on the other hand, your goal is to create something fantastic and move the needle, you know, in terms of what, you know, move the leading edge forward, then we have something really, really honest to goodness, have something to talk about. That's what I'm hoping to do with this. Honestly, nothing else really matters to me. So, and, you know, with the usual disclaimers, I'm not a lawyer. I didn't write this in advance. I'm just really trying to give you an idea of what my thought process is and where my head's at. So there you go. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.